And thank you for once again for joining us in our Arvest virtual program. We're again just delighted that we continue to do this and continue to keep the Arvest Friday Forum alive and well through the particular activities and radio and the virtual learning that we're doing. And again, we just can't say thank you enough. But today is a most unusual taping, as you well know, and I want to come back and talk about all of you in regards to how you're doing. And I truly hope you're staying safe and warm. But today's program, due to the weather in Bartlesville, snow again last night, snow everywhere, the roads are packed, we have chosen to do the taping at the radio station. So this is a new format. So I want you to bear with us. Kim will be giving her update. Our guest will be giving a nice overview. It's Chuck McCauley of the Bartlesville Public Schools, and there's going to be a lot of moving in and out, but I know that you'll work with us on that. But again, it's just due to the weather, this is the way we're having to tape it today. The other thing I want to say before we get right into the program, I truly hope all of you, from the Arvest family to each and every person in our community and to all of our customers, please continue to follow all these rules and safety precautions that, you know, by all means, if you don't have to get out in this cold weather, hope you're staying home. And by all means, if you have pets, making sure they're in the safe situation. I myself have 3 bird dogs. They've been in my kennels inside my garage where it's been nice and warm for the past 8 days. It's just been incredible. But again, the main thing is we just want you to be safe and be careful out there in regards to not only the snow and the ice, but this weather. So be safe out there. Now then, for our moving our program right along, Kim Adams, our president of Arvest Bank, I've asked her to give us an update on Arvest Moment, because there's a lot of things going on. This weather has created problems not only in the banking industry, but quite frankly, every industry. But Kim's here to give you an update on how things are going at Arvest. Kim, would you please give us a quick Arvest update?
Okay, thank you so much, Earl. It is a different environment for us today. It's been a rough week, I think, for everybody, but I'm so glad that you're joining us today. You've heard me mention several times that we really want our customers to take advantage of our digital channels, and this week has proven that that would have been very, very good for most of our customers. So we did have some reduced hours this week at some of our locations just to help our associates have plenty of time to get to and from work safely. And I want to give a huge shout out to our associates who made sure that they were at work every day, getting our branches open, some of those just being drive-throughs, but making sure that customers could be serviced if need be. One other thing I wanted to mention, very exciting. I've mentioned to you before that we would love for you to follow us on social media, whether that be Instagram or Facebook. We also do videos on YouTube. So if you're bored in this weather and you need to watch a how to spend or how to save a YouTube video, we do plenty of those. But something exciting, recently we did a Facebook contest throughout our 4-state area for customers and even non-customers to share something. And they did that on our page. And one of our very own in our community, Lisa Carey from the United Way, actually her and her husband won a $100 gift card for groceries or to a local restaurant. So very exciting. Would just love for our associates or our customers in our market to make sure you're watching that because it does make a difference. So appreciate all of you. Hope you're staying safe. Thank you so much for watching.
Kim, thank you very much. And as I told our audience that you would be stepping out. And again, I know you're heading to the bank and have a great day. Remember another quick announcement before I introduce our guest. Remember until the end of May, due to Capitol Call and our elected delegation, our programs will start on Fridays at 9:45 from to 10:15. And I know that's on our literature that we send out to you, telling you about the program we have each and every time that you receive through an email. But again, just wanted to make that point. Now then, due to this, again, the weather, and we wanted to continue and keep our programs going forward. And this week's guest is our superintendent, Chuck McCauley. I've introduced him numerous times And again, I do it basically the same each and every time, and I'm proud to do it. He's absolutely a near and dear friend of mine. I appreciate all he does for the Barnesville Public Schools. He's an incredible leader, and he has a stellar career in public education. And again, I'm just so proud of him, all that he continues to do and what he has done and what he will continue to do in his leadership role as the superintendent of our schools. No stranger in our community, very active in regards to making Bartlesville a better place to live. But again, our program today is our Superintendent Chuck McCauley to give us an update in regards where we are in public education here in February. So at this time, Chuck, thank you for coming on this snowy day. You're very, very kind to fight the elements to be here. You're just like me. You had four-wheel drive, but anyway, you were out and about in it anyway. But Chuck, I can't thank you enough for coming in today, but also all that you do for the Bartlesville Public Schools, our teachers, our students, and our community. Please come forward and give us an update.
Okay, thank you, Earl Sears. I really appreciate the opportunity to come talk about Bartlesville Schools. And, of course, more importantly, I appreciate your friendship and will always be here to help any way that I can. So, first off, I wanted to share some information just related to the pandemic and virtual learning. Currently, we have about 12% of our students are enrolled virtually. So obviously 88% of our kids have chosen to be in person. That number has shifted since the beginning of school. It was about 80-20 ratio when we began. We've had to shift our staffing to accommodate that virtual growth this year. And the way that looks is at the elementary level, we currently have 16 teachers that are assigned to be virtual teachers. And so we have two or three per grade level that they work full time with kids that for our younger students that are at home. At the middle and high schools, we have about 20 teachers at Central, Madison, and the high school, where they, in addition to their they may have three or four sections of in-person classes, and then they'll have a section or two of virtual. And we are in the process of planning for next year. Those numbers, like I said, that virtual numbers has decreased. We anticipate it'll probably decrease some more as we work through the pandemic. And we think that there'll be less parents that are interested in those kids being full-time virtual. However, we are going to continue to offer a full-time virtual from pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade, because we do know that does accommodate some families in terms of what they're what's best for them. So we'll continue to work to meet that need. And also mention on the teacher and school staff vaccine front, the latest information there, we're hopeful. Appreciate Governor Stitt moving our staff up above the priority schedule. And we're hopeful that by the end of the month or early March, depending on the weather, that our staff that chooses to receive the vaccine will receive that. We have requested to have a point of distribution actually at our high school, where we could vaccinate not only folks in the community that are eligible, but also our school staff as well. So we're hopeful that we can get that first round done before spring break, you know, follow up with that second round of shots, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later. And that's going to allow our staff, hopefully for the remainder of the school year, so they won't have to worry about being quarantined if they've been a close contact. I want to thank our central maintenance, custodial, child nutrition staff, transportation for all that they've done. Our child nutrition department has continued to feed our kids, not only during this weather time, but also those virtual students. Matter of fact, this week, which was obviously we've been out for weather, they've distributed over 2,900 meals, and that does not include Friday. We'll have some more meals that are going out then. So appreciate all their work and everything that they do to keep our buildings open and safe for kids. So just a few things on the academic side. Our STEM program, we do have the preeminent STEM program in the state of Oklahoma, and really that's science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's something that has started with strong support from our private and corporate community that really got us started in terms of being able to spread those opportunities to all kids. Now we are able to fund those programs with bond funding, and also that we can keep that program going. But Project Lead the Way, they named us one of 26 distinguished districts in the country. We're the only distinguished district in the state of Oklahoma. And we receive that based off of our computer science program. We do offer computer science offerings for all kids, starting at the kindergarten level, believe it or not, all the way up to the high school. At Bartlesville High School, we offer four different levels of computer science, including a cybersecurity option. You may have noticed earlier this year that Wayside Elementary was named a national blue ribbon school. There's only two schools in the state of Oklahoma that received that recognition because of their high performance academically. Also, our elementary Atlas program continues. We're in our second year of that. That's for our elementary students who have experienced severe trauma. We have a very innovative program that's housed over at Ranch Heights Elementary. We have a full-time teacher and assistant. Heather Boyle's our teacher there, who does a great job. We've partnered with Grand Lake Mental Health, so we have a ratio of 3-1 in terms of students to staff. And really the goal of that program is to help them with their social and emotional needs so that they can be successful academically. So in our second year of that program, that's something that we will continue with. And we're also looking at revamping our alternative programs at our middle schools to kind of continue with that pathway for kids. Our ag program, which I'm very excited about, we're going to continue with that 8th to 12th grade program for our Bruin agricultural program. Our last bond issue actually helped pay for a classroom facility for them on the south end of the campus. Our upcoming bond issue, which I'll talk about here in just a little bit, we anticipate building a facility where we can have some animals kind of close to the high school campus. So really pleased to have that opportunity for our kids that we've never had before here in Bartlesville. Wanted to mention our internship program for seniors. We currently have the availability for high school seniors to spend a couple of hours a day or 10 hours a week where they can be in the community doing an internship. Typically, those are not paid. They get high school credit for it. There's a few companies that do pay them. So I want to make sure our community is aware. If they're interested, they think it might be a good thing to have a high school senior there in the future, to contact Leslie Sexton at the high school. She's the one that coordinates the program, does a great job. And it's really a great opportunity for our seniors to get some experience, to really see what that career path that they're thinking they may be interested in, or maybe their parents are telling them they could be interested in, to get a good experience on what that's actually like before they get to the college or start pursuing their future endeavors. So now I just want to go through a brief update. I mentioned previously that we will be planning for a bond issue later this year, but just give you a quick update on a few things from the 2016 and 2019 bond issue elections. Number one, our main focus, or a big chunk of those funds, have been focused on technology, and thank goodness we had the long-range plan so that we could be set up for days like this. We're best prepared for this pandemic. That's obviously, no one saw that one coming, but we're pleased to have that. We currently have a device and internet access for every student in the district. It's obviously a little different, but based off the age of the kids, our middle and high school students, they all have a Chromebook that is checked out to them. They take home with them. They have them all year. Our devices for our elementary students are a little different. They'll have a Chromebook device, but they're really in a cart, and it's up to the teacher's discretion on when they check those out and how that they use them. However, on these weather days and days like today, it's obviously a benefit for them to be able to have access to that. And then we have some private funds actually from Phillips 66 to help us through the United Way. We actually have hotspots that are available that students and staff can check out if they don't have that internet access at home. Also on the technology front, we have our active panels at our elementary classrooms. They will all be replaced by August of this year. We did three elementaries last year, and we're doing three elementaries in 2021. And those are large, bright touchscreens that are really exciting for our kids and for our staff. On the facility front, a few things that we've accomplished here just in the last couple of years. One is our new press box that was 65 years old, that it was time for it to be replaced with the help of the Lion Foundation. We were able to get full use of that in our fall season, and looking forward to our soccer guys and track kids to be able to use that this spring. We did add an ag classroom and workshop space that's just on the south end of Bartlesville High School's campus. On the fine arts end, I'd like to highlight we have an orchestra pit in our auditorium, which we've had since that building was built. However, we did not have the automated lift, and so that has been installed. That's going to enable our kids to have more access to the stage for all of their activities, also in the fine arts and the music department. And then also we'll highlight our we have artificial turf on our infields at Dungeness Stadium and also at our softball fields. And I know we're excited. Matter of fact, we're supposed to have some baseball scrimmages this week, which doesn't look like that's going to happen, but hopefully we'll be able to get back on that field next week. And our board did go through the process to name that Rigdon Field at Dungeness Stadium. And we will have some sort of an event this spring so that we can christen that that field. Safety projects obviously are an important part of our bond projects. We have replaced all the cameras in the district and expanded those throughout the district. We've replaced our lobby guard system so that when people can come in and do a background check. You may have noticed over by Bartlesville High School the new crossing light that's been installed in the last year. It's kind of right by where the new K-Life building is being built. And so bond funds can pay for that. Our friends at the city, they actually install those for us. We have purchased similar lights at Central on both sides. They're going to be on the Cherokee and Delaware side. And so when the city is able to schedule that work, they'll be installing that. We'll be seeing that here in the next in the upcoming months. And then on the transportation side, we have replaced our entire bus fleet. They are all 2017 to 2020 buses, which are much more efficient. And they're also under warranty, which helps us on the maintenance side as well. And so, as I mentioned previously, we are gearing up for our next bond issue election, which we anticipate in August of 2021 vote. We'll be probably after spring break. We'll have some more public community meetings as safely as possible that will lead up to our board taking approving the resolution probably at the latest early June, but probably in the end of May, gearing up for an August election. And just as a reminder, our plan is to continue what we've been doing. That's keeping our property taxes flat, no tax increase, continuing to invest in operational side of us and making sure that we are protecting our general funds, and then also to invest in some exciting opportunities that can continue to benefit all of our kids, like STEM, the fine arts, and obviously the things like our Bruin Agriculture Program that we would not be able to start without the support of these bond fundings. So once again, just come to a close on that. I appreciate my friend Earl Sears giving me the opportunity to visit with you, and I appreciate all the support of Bartlesville Public Schools.
Chuck, thank you once again for that great update. And likewise, just like Kim, you're going to slip out as well on this snowy day. You've got a school district to run. Chuck, thank you very much. Very quickly to wrap up, because our show is winding down, I got to tell you this joke. I really do like this joke. This is a good one. What happens when you play country music backwards? Your dog comes back, you get your truck back, and your mama gets out of jail. I think that's pretty cute. Sonia will join us here in a little bit with a financial update in regards to, Sonia Reed with the financial update. And our next program will be Friday, March the 5th, and our speaker will be Kay Little. I've asked Kay to give an update just to on history of Bartlesville that sets the tone for several of the programs that she's going to do for us throughout the rest of the year. So I'm excited about Kay Little. Anytime Kay Little gives a presentation, it's always good. In closing, be careful, be safe in this weather. Thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it.